now, for the very first time on the mighty KBC, here is Peter John.
This is Peter John with the DH Headlines. This is the propagation bulletin for this week. Because of a Class 2 geomagnetic storm last weekend, an aurora alert went out. The geomagnetic storm was caused by a coronal mass ejection that struck the Earth on June 2nd. Auroras were seen in the US as far south as South Dakota and Wisconsin. Seven sunspot regions were visible. Expanding sunspot number 2080 should have had enough energy to cause X-class solar flares. K-index was 6, and sunspots were up to 155 from 55 the week before. SolarWind Wednesday around 1600 UTC was 560 kilometers per second with a density of 2.1. Predicted maximum usable frequency during daytime for last week was 23 megahertz and at night around 13 megahertz. Paths between the US and Europe around 21 megahertz should have had a success rate of 50% with a 90% success rate around 16 megahertz. Best time for this path should be 1800 UTC plus or minus 2 hours. Predicted sunspot numbers are 115 around June 16, 110 around June 18, 105 on June 22. After that, they will be dropping below 100 and picking up again to around 120 around the 10th of July. Spread E season is still on and should be present on most days with openings possible up to as high as 144 megahertz and above. This is Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.